Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So Sandy's like, hey guys, whoa, Joel Cooper, guess what? Teamwork makes the dream work. Oh yeah. Moonwalk. I'm doing the moonwalk. Can you tell? Does it look like I'm really on the moon? God, I really love that dance.
So Kaylee has a great strategy.
Squeak.
They're like, what?
Huh? I'm doing the robot now. I'm doing the robot.
Pardon me, Captain Sandy. I just need to go into this room and talk to Jen.
So Kaylee has a great strategy for thawing out the frostiness between her and Jen, mainly from Jen's side. So she goes up to Jen and says, I was just going to say, I know we were kind of both running for the second stew, and I just didn't want there to be any bad blood or anything like that. And Jen's like, rage blinking.
She is. And she's also rolling silver, which anybody who's ever waited tables knows, like, you do not want to fuck with me while I'm rolling silver. And you can see every like bit of anger as she like chucks the napkins over the silver and chucks this. She's like, you know, I've been doing this for a long time and there's so much skill that goes into being second stew. And I don't want the team to like feel overwhelmed. Ooh, roll. Silver napkin.
The most tightly wound pieces of silverware. They're all just going to be knives when it comes out. They'll just be flattened and smushed into knife shapes.
Yeah, so, no one can open it. They're like, oh, God, this is some tight silver.
She's like, yeah, I totally understand that. And obviously, there'll be a lot of learning from me, and I might come to you for advice. I'm sure that's just what Jen wants to hear. Good. I'm so glad I got to be third stew so I could be the first stew for training the second stew. Love it.
Yeah, I love that. And she goes, ew, it's all good. Okay. Thank you. She's like, ah. So Kaylee says, you know, having all this doubt put onto her character by Jen isn't great. And now she's doubting herself. And Jen's like, oh my God, come to me for advice. That's funny. That is funny.
Did you not see me rolling up silverware? That was your first lesson. You weren't even paying attention. So everyone's getting into whites because here come the guests. And Nathan's like, all right, everyone, we're going to push. So they're excited. And Cooper tells Luke that he's the only football player in his family and the rest is all baseball. So he's really excited to have Johnny Damon on board. And, you know, Luke is like, I don't know what these sports are because he's not from America. So then Aisha's checking on Kaylee. She's like, did Jen seem okay? I noticed the roll-ups were a bit tight.
That's a little smushed right now. Is she okay?
The roll-ups are like chopsticks. Is that girl doing all right? She's like, I don't know. I just kind of left it. And Jen is complaining to Kat. Poor Kat gets everything, you know? She's like, I'm 22 years old. I'm getting too old for this shit.
Oh, wow. Yes. Right, page of 22. Meanwhile, yeah. Daisy's like 36, 37. Like, you got a ways to go, okay, ma'am?
Yeah. Daisy just threw a martini at the TV screen. So the guests are coming, and one of the couples is arguing already. We see that we find out later it's this Joseph guy who's just such a douche. And Johnny's like, oh, God, are we the only ones, sane ones here? Jesus. She's like, seems like it. Great invites, Johnny. Fuck.
Yeah. So Joseph is like telling Addie, he's like, Addie, get the fuck away from me. She's like, love that. She goes, yeah, I love it too, asshole. Like, she goes, damn, why did I do this to myself? I'm like, wow, okay. Great couple coming on board. They're not even, all they're doing is taking their shoes off and putting them in the box. They haven't even walked up the passerelle yet. And they're already this angry with each other.
They hate each other. And the staff all notice. Nathan's like, this will be awkward. Did you notice that? And Aisha's like, shall I take you on a tour? All right, do you want to stop pulling his hair? All right, let's take a tour. So Cooper's like, oh, he's not going to be in the jet skis, though. I can tell you that, because he's going to be too hammered. Look at that guy. I mean, what do you mean I can't get on the jet skis without drinking? I've been drinking since I was eight.
And that is actually what winds up happening.
Good call.
So then... Yeah. so they're on the tour, and Addie is like...
you know, she's going to share. She's not going to sleep with Joseph tonight. She's going to share with another woman. And then Joseph is complaining to Johnny. And he's like, I pay for her apartment, but she doesn't want to be seen with me. Like, she's obviously not that smart. I'm like, actually, she has standards. I don't think anyone would want to be seen with you, sir.
Yeah. And Nathan is trying to get the boat off the deck. So he's like, all right, guys, we have to clear the deck. Do you guys moving inside? And Joseph's like, huh, so what? If you speak, I have to fucking listen to you.
Oh wow.
So Sandy's calling lines and Kaylee's like, okay, you know, we've got canapes up there. And Nathan's like, until we get off the dock, do you mind just moving in, please? Bro, I moved off the rail. Now you're telling me to move in? Like, any more instructions? Like, want me to go downstairs? Huh? What the fuck?
Yeah, actually, yes. When he says, like, can you like leave here? It doesn't mean you go to a different part of the area he told you to vacate and lean up on it. It means you go to the area you're supposed to be in. God, he's so bothered. So then Nathan is like, Captain, can I address you if you're not happy with where you're standing? He's like, bro, I'm going to rip your fucking face off. It's like, okay, great.
Yikes. So Nathan's pissed, obviously. And Joseph's like, this guy, little fucking motherfucking cocksucker. Oh, God, I can't wait to watch Captain Sandy kick him off. Will she? Where you really hope for a Captain Lee moment. Like, listen here, you little fuck, you little rat turd. I'd rather drag my dick over a field of broken bottles than have to deal with you for two more goddamn seconds. I've got you a donkey to take you back to dock, right?
I think this is just when we need Captain Carey to be like, I don't know if you know this, but there is a one-of-a-kind Red Sox baseball in the salon. You want to go check it out? Well, I don't see anything fucking in here. It's like slams the door behind him.
Locks him in.
that's his move, just tricking people.
That was a classic.
But yeah, this guy is a fucking prick, and he's terrible. And yeah, I hope he falls off the side of the boat and gets eaten by a shark.
Yeah, so Joseph talks to Kaylee. She's like, anybody need anything? He's like, your shipmate here is a dickhead. She's like, oh, sorry to hear that. So Johnny's like, come on, let's go upstairs now. She's like, we'll get you some champagne in you and you can forget all about it. Oh, great move, Kaylee. Give the belligerent drunk. Hey, I know how to fix this. Alcohol!
I did like her robo response. Like, this guy, this fucking asshole, he's a fucking prick, this guy you work with. I'm sorry to hear that. It's like AI, you know? It's like when you're like trying to, like, you know, message with Spectrum customer service and you're like, this isn't working. And like, I'm sorry to hear that. What about these options? Those options don't address what I need. I'm sorry to hear that. How about these options? Those are the same options you just gave me. I'm sorry to hear that. Can you tell I was messaging with Spectrum last night?
Oh, the worst.
Just the worst.
So, yeah, I got into a fight with my virtual assistant the other day. I won't say their name because it'll set everybody's virtual assistant. Sue, yeah. So I kept telling Sue the same thing, and she kept playing the wrong song. Did I tell you this already? I think I did.
You may have.
She kept playing the wrong thing, and I was like, God damn it, fucking Sue, Jesus Christ. Like, I finally lost it. And she was like, I do not respond. I was like, shut up, Sue. That's not the time. You know, you're going to fucking lecture me. Now they've trained these things to lecture me, for Christ's sake. And I'm the one who's always very nice to them because I've seen all the Terminators. Like, I know, I love science fiction, and I know what the robot's going to do. They're going to get so pissed off at us yelling at them for playing the wrong song that they're going to kill us all. We all know that this is coming. But, I mean, my God, you guys are pushing me to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sue really sometimes is behind. Sue needs to get with it. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. All this time you were asking for Aerosmith, I thought you were saying Tina Turner. It's like, Sue, those don't sound anything the same.
They're nothing alike, Sue. So now they're departuring. Really, that's really great, Sue. What's the proper word, Sue? God damn it, Sue! Tell me the word! They're departing.
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
So Johnny is telling Joseph and Addie, like, oh, this is real nice, right? Would be nicer if you're here with someone you liked, am I right? And meanwhile, the staff is gossiping about how this guy is so terrible. And H is like, I wanted you, Sandy, I wanted to let you know I've officially chosen my second stew, the best, most qualified person. It's one of the gens, right? Because there's like four of them on board. No, it's Kaylee.
Oh.
Who's that?
Oh. Well, I only know Kaylee as Gen 2. But you know what, though? I don't know if you realize this. We've increased the budget for prizes. And I'm going to give her a gift certificate to James Purse. And I was, if she want, tell her to pick out anything she wants, anything from the purse store, and she gets it.
Well, congratulations, because she's got a great attitude. I agree with you. She's amazing! So now we go to the galley, and Joy and Luke are flirting. Luke's like, look how beautiful the water is today. She's like, oh, a little bit lucky for me. Do you know that I'm seasick? But I never tell people. Only you. You know my secret.
Because they might laugh at you for being seasick. She's like, no, but maybe they will not hire me. Then they will miss something. Because we all know if you laugh at chef, chef kill you. Oh, that's right.
So then Joseph and Shayla are getting into their guest cabins. And Shayla's like, can you guys just like kiss and make up? He's like, what? Do you understand what message she delivered me? She's like, no, don't touch me. She said, don't touch me. Because Addie messaged Joseph saying, don't touch me, which I think is a fair request. I don't think anyone wants to be touched by a snapping turtle troll on a boat. So, yeah, I'm Team Addie on this one.
Yeah, so we cut to all the guests being like, oh, my God, this is scary. What's happening? And we go back to him, and he's like, I'm worth $500 million. I have jets. I'm a pretty good-looking guy. Girl, you are so rich that you've been told you're good looking by so many people. They're lying to you. They are lying to you. God, you are not. There's not enough money in the world.
Do we know who this person is yet? Has the internet started to shame him yet? Do we know Joseph? Joseph below.
I was like, Rodney Dangerfield has come back. He's come Joseph back Rettman. To play this role. This guy.
Okay. So here he is. I know it is Rodney Dangerfield. Who is Joseph? And his amazing Technicolor grill coat. So he is Joseph Rettman. God, you know what these articles these days? Not to sound like someone who's not up with the times, but the fact that you have to sit through so many paragraphs of like SEO intro before we actually get to it.
Yeah,
okay, his name is Joseph Rettman. He claims to be worth $500 million as the president of NEI General Contracting. They focus on premier affordable housing and claim they are not just about building quality, but building quality of life. You cannot tell me that this man is going to build any sort of quality, affordable housing. There's just no way in the world.
Leaky,
I mean, this is a slumlord. Oh, yes. My God.
That is definitely a slum ward. So and Shayla's like, she just wants...
Of a city of Boston road and sidewalk contractor and the son of a general contractor. And Joseph's path to construction success was quite literally set in stone from an early age. Meaning...
Or concrete.
He was the son of general contractors and he was a Nepo baby. Construction Nepo baby. I feel like I've seen that before somewhere in our society and culture, and haven't always loved how it turned out. But you know what? Hey, it's going to make for an interesting episode.
Seems like a great guy.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Shayla's like, she just wants you to be nice to her. He's like, she told me to stay away from around the boat, bro. She can go fuck herself.
Great. Classy. So then, the deckhands are putting out toys and, Luke is, fixing Jen's radio earpiece and everything. People are just doing things around and Michelle's like, wow. So we were told there was drama before you even took off. And just, oh, really? What happened? Well, you know, Joe, he was being obnoxious at the restaurant before we even came here and she was getting annoyed. And when we were walking on the boat, she didn't even want to walk with him. Like, can you even imagine? Can you even?
Yeah, meanwhile, Addie's like, where's the next port, by the way? Because I want to get the fuck off this boat. Okay, Joe, so get me off the boat. I'm going to literally jump off. And he's like, I'll talk to the captain, but I want you to know, I don't only find you beautiful, I find your heart beautiful. She's like, please just get me off the boat. Okay, save this for later. Zip up your pants.
Out of here.
Yeah. So meanwhile, Joseph is bitching to John. And he's like, oh, so you're embarrassed to be with me? I'm a pretty good looking dude. Girl, there's not a, if I was drunk as you, that wouldn't be true. And Johnny's like, yeah, you're a great looking guy and you've got a ton of money. Good, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this guy is just like perfect on paper, right? So Joe's like, Captain Sandy, can I have a word with you? It's about a guest. It's urgent.
Oh, sure. What is it?
Okay. Well, here's one of the guests. I think I'm in love with her. It's nothing serious. I don't want it to be serious.
Okay, Joe, get to it.
Oh, but she also wants to get off the boat immediately.
Yeah, it's personal. It's to do with the guest on board. She's like, all right, you know what? Let's get our anchor down. Water toys out. Water toys out. Immediately. Get the water toys out.
Okay, we're going to send her off the slide and give her enough power that she'll maybe like fly off and land on the dock. Okay, good luck.
Whoever she is, tell her I said this. Jen, you've been great. Okay, have a good trip.
So now Aisha is like, goes up to Addie and she's like, hey, so Joe just said that maybe you're leaving. So would you like to have lunch and then go? She's like, no, get me the fuck off this boat. Are you sure? Yeah. I'm not hungry. Please.
Yeah, so Kaylee is telling Joy what's going on. And Joy's like, oh, she's giving him ultimatum? I'd be the same. Fuck off, man. So Sandy's... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yes, no, I agree. So Sandy's like, okay, everyone, drop the anchor, drop the anchor. Okay, great. Okay, all the toys out. More toys out. We've just got nothing but a mile of toys behind us. We've been leaving them off every single wave. Just another toy goes out. Thank you, everyone.
Hey guys, I wanted to say good news. This is the first docking we've done where we haven't crashed into something this season. So good job, everybody. We're in the middle of the water. You know what? Don't jinx it. Guys, just take the win, Nathan. Okay? Take the W, buddy.
So Addie is getting off this boat and one of the guests is like, oh my gosh, she's getting off the boat. And Joseph's like, okay, well, let her go. I'm not dealing with that fuck crap. Sandy's like, hey, Johnny Damon. Is everything okay? He's like, yeah. Because, you know, someone's leaving. He's like, yeah. You know, not everyone has what Michelle and I have. Is that your takeaway? That's your takeaway right now.
Your friend's a brick, okay? You enabling fucking asshole.
Your takeaway is not like, oh, shit. Like I brought someone on board that made someone feel so uncomfortable that they have to leave. Let me get to the bottom of this. Or let me try to fix this situation. Or let me try to... make Addie feel better or give Joseph a talking to. It's just like, yeah, I know Michelle and I are pretty awesome, right? Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, Andy, for the reminder.
So now they all go to have lunch and they're still trying to get this girl off the boat. And Joseph is like, is she gone yet? Can we expedite it? God. And Aisha's like, we're doing it as quickly as possible, you waterlogged fuck. So she's like, God, that guy's really a douche. And Sandy is impressed that Cooper got some water toys in there by himself. She's like, how'd you do that? He's like,
I got a good daddy, Captain. I got a good daddy. His name is Nathan. Meanwhile, upstairs, Joseph is still grousing, affordable grousing. He's like, you know, I pay a $12,500 a month and she's gone. It's over. She's back on her own. Good luck to her. And Joy is, meanwhile, serving, like, avocado shrimp and everything and lamb and all this nice stuff. And Joseph is like, you know, I actually liked her, man. I really liked her. I'm a tortured individual, but I actually liked her. Oh, yeah. Oh, I could tell. I could definitely tell how much you liked her just by everything you said. Your romance, your kind words, your gestures. It's a real shame.
Yeah, you're just such a good guy underneath it all.
Yeah.
You know who else was tortured? Jigsaw. Okay. He was tortured as well. Shut up, Joseph.
Exactly.
I hate this attitude. Like, I bought her. I give her all this money. You don't buy people. That's crazy. You can't talk to people however you want just because you gave them some money. You fucking loser. Yeah. So they're going to get this girl to shore. And someone's like, oh, well, I feel bad for both of you. He's like, don't feel bad for me. I don't give a shit. I'm officially single. Hop on, people.
Yeah. So Kaylee is talking to Kat and she's like, so you want to go through all this stuff for tonight so we can go and like know how we're gonna like decorate the table and stuff, you know, things like that anyway. And Sandy is just checking in on lunch. She's like, hey everyone, how's lunch?
how's everything going here now that you're one person down? I'm sorry that Jen left us. He's like, oh, what? Am I in trouble here? Like, the captain's here. What's going on? My problem? He's like, no. Just checking on lunch. I honestly just want to see how big of a douchebag you are with my own eyes. Everyone's been talking about it. So yeah. Now I see.
Sorry, Church, you're not my type. So then Kat and Jen are sorting table decor, and Kat's putting on a gladiator helmet. And Jen goes, yeah, that's too big for your little head. She's like, okay, well, need a multitask. Yeah, like, put in more laundry. Yeah. I need to think of a little note to, like, put in laundry. Like, I just want to get my mind off this stupid second stew debacle. So, like, luckily, Luke's a nice big distraction. Hey, Luke.
So she writes a note and puts it in with his laundry that says, Luke, if you were a fruit, you'd be a pineapple. No, I'm sorry, you'd be a fine apple.
Yeah.
Damn it, Jen. Damn it. Okay, new note. Luke, if you were a fruit, you'd be a fine apple, and you wouldn't be as successful as I am. Okay, signed, you know who.
Luke, you either like me or you're a Percy. Damn it. Get out of my head.
So Kat's like, well, I'm glad Jen found some sort of positive outlet. I don't care if she writes a poem on this post-it or note or confesses her love to Luke or whatever. At this point, I'm just happy that she's just like, I'm just hoping it stays like this. Like, just distract her.
So now the guests are trying to get on jet skis, and Joe's like, have you been drinking, Joseph? And he's like, I had one cocktail. Well, that's the one in your hand then? He's like, yeah, that's it. And Joe's like, oh God, fuck, I'll do it. Meanwhile, Nathan's radioing Aisha. He's like, has the guy getting on the jet ski had a lot to drink? And Sandy's listening to all of this, and Aisha says, he's had like six. So Nathan tells him, yeah, you've got to get off the jet ski, man. You've had more than half a cocktail. He's like, you want me to get off the jet ski, you little prick? He's like, you can't be drunk driving the jet ski.
I say, go to a protected cove where there's no one else and put him on the jet ski and aim him towards the rocks and see what happens. So Nathan is like, sorry about that, dude. He's like, oh, yeah, he's going to be like my nemesis. Like, tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. He's like, you're wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Wait, did you say that? He's like, you're wrong.
Okay, I'm done with this fucking guy. I'm done with this fucking guy.
Do you think he should have said you're wrong in this moment, or you think he should have done what Captain Sandy later recommends, which is like, I know, just come on, I'm just trying to do my job, but you know, we'll have this ready for you later.
Well, I mean, he says he's going to be my nemesis, tell me I'm wrong, and he says you're wrong, meaning like, I'm not going to be your nemesis. So it's not what he's saying is really mean, but his attitude, like Nathan looks like he's ready to kill him, and yeah, that's what this guy's looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're in service, you just got to be like, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought he was smiling when he said it. So I thought it was like a funny banter moment. So, like, I was like, oh, that's funny. But maybe he wasn't smiling, in which case, yeah, maybe you should just have to take it.
He's like, you're wrong. You're wrong. But, like, clearly he wants to kill him, you know? And so it's just like, he's just looking out for your safety. And Nathan tells Joe, he's a fucking wanker. So now Joseph is yelling from the sun deck, you can jump off the second floor of the boat, but you can't ride a jet ski, according to my man. Yeah, jump off the second. First, tie this rope around your ankle. Okay. And let me throw this thing is called an anchor into the water. Now jump.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, please don't be disrespectful to our basin. And he's like, well, that's the third time he's like put me in my spot. He goes, he's doing his job and he's really good at his job. Yeah, so why is he focusing on me? Because you've been the problem for him, I guess. I love Aisha. The way that Aisha can just be so sweet and cheery, and then she can just like give a very direct read to someone is just so wonderful.
Yeah. He's like, but he's being a problem for me. She's like, just please be respectful. And she tells us that she's made a career out of placating rich assholes, but she doesn't know she trusts Nathan to not punch him in the face. And she radios the captain that Joseph has been disrespectful to Nathan. And she's like, oh my God. Oh, geez. How can we solve this? Could we put out some water toys? They're already all out. Damn it. Now what do I do? Ask Joseph, has he seen a moonwalk? Yes or no? Weak.
Why is that? Why does He-Man keep on doing the moonwalk move around this deck?
So now Joseph is watching Nathan work and wanting to murder him, you know, got drunk murderer. I like when they close up on Joseph's eyes and they're just like bloodshot, wasted. They keep closing up on him. And she's like, hey there, big guy. Take it easy on my crew, won't ya? He's like, I think he's got something out for me, but I'll keep it in check. She's like, no, he really doesn't. He really doesn't. It's just Nathan. He's a dad.
Yeah, he's a dad. Maybe you should know that. And so Nathan Dancer's like, that guy's a fucking idiot. He's like, did you hear me? I said, please be more respectful of my person. So Sandy's like, you know, they're just looking out for your safety and that's it. He's like, well, I respect you. Thank you. So Joy is like, what is happening with the geese? He's the one who fired his girlfriend. I love that. And it looks like, yes, he fired his girlfriend. But, you know, it was an ESL issue there, but it was also the most accurate wording to describe what happened.
No, I think she got it perfectly, except that lady quit. She didn't get fired.
That's true.
You know, but I hope she can still file unemployment because she deserves it. So Sandy takes Nathan aside and she's like, come here. And he says, I want to have a word with him. I'm going to say it the same way. You know, you kicked a girl off the boat. I'm going to fucking boot you back. What do you think of that? She's like, no. That's not. I already talked to him. He's like, okay, nice, because I probably wouldn't have been as nice. And she tells us if he doesn't learn to control his emotions, that is going to be a problem.
So Sandy's like, you know what? When you have a guy like that, it isn't an aggressive approach. Okay. He's like, yeah, but he came to me and he was like, tell me I'm wrong. And I said, you're wrong. And I'm a dad. And he's like, okay, no. Stop. And Nathan's like, but he told me I was to tell him I was wrong. So he was wrong. And then I said he was wrong. So then I was wrong. Well, I'm wrong that I said he's like, no. Listen, that's where you don't engage because look, pretend it's like the lady of your dreams. Don't engage, right? Because like you put a thorn in his ass for you. In the future, you go, hey, I don't know, man. I'm just doing my job. You know what I mean? Do it like that, you know, like the way Jens do it.
Yeah. So I think it wasn't so much that he said no. It's just his like, I'm going to tell him off that she's like, no, sir. You know, in this industry, dealing with people like Joseph, you know, you got to have thick skin. If we kick everyone off who's rude, we're not going to have a business. This is what we kind of are. You know, I don't know if you've watched this show, but yeah, we'll see after you take this guy for 5 minutes because you're going to kick his ass off. She has to, right? Yeah,
I think so. Well, you know, sometimes what happens is we've seen it before where someone on the first day of their charter, they're shit-faced and they're so rude and you think they're going to get kicked off. And in the morning, they're sober and Sandy talks to them and then they're like really nice the next day. And I'm like, what? That feels wrong. I want them to be like an awful the whole time, you know? So Sandy is like, you know, he's just looking for someone that he can take his frustration out on, you know, like a poor person like you and me. So
yeah, Sandy's, you're a perfect target because, you know, you're poor and you give it back to him and you've got to stop giving it back. Okay, don't do that. And Joy's like, don't you love that? Sounds like a fucking Muppet.
isn't that what you look for the man who's building affordable housing? Someone who's mean to poor people. God, you always know you can get quality construction with someone like that.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Luke finds Jen's note in his cabin and he's like, wow, she's definitely putting her heart out there and letting me know that she's into me, which I like, you know, but there's more than one girl, so I feel guilty. Well, whatever. Gonna take the easy road. We know. I've seen this before.
Yeah, so Jen is looking for Kat and Joy is Joy and there's like some Jen and Joy.
Joy goes to get Jen. She's like, what are you doing? Because Jen's like flirting and he's kind of hiding, reading the note. And Jen comes down, so he's kind of hiding. But then Joy comes and she's like, what are you doing? Can you help me for 1 minute upstairs? And Jen's like, ugh.
Joy's like, I like him, but let's see if he's not like a good player and a good actor. So then Kaylee is braiding Kat's hair, but like Cooper's like, oh, I can braid hair. And then Joseph is passed out elsewhere. And then Kat is, at one point, Kat holds up a sweater and is like, hey, Cooper, is this yours? He's like, I've never had so many people call me Cooper in my life. I like Coop. Like, okay.
So he likes Kat because she's innocent and playful, and he had a girlfriend, but they, you know, he was in yachting, so they didn't see each other much, and it just wasn't right. So, you know, I just don't want to jump in too quickly. And Kat's like, why are you making it weird? He's like, you're making it weird. You're the one who's laughing, making it weird. She's like, nah, you are.
You know, the Roman Empire, there was a lot of food, and they were sucking and fucking each other as well. And it's true, this is what Roman Empire was. So, for tonight, we have to provide abundance everywhere. Roasted chicken, potato gratin, my boyfriend's head, stuffed peppers, whole sea bass, vongole pasta, my boyfriend's ex-girlfriend's head, truffle risotto and some scallops. You know what Jesus dinner is, the final supper. This is what I'm going to provide, I think.
Meanwhile, Joseph is like...
Tiniest little galley entering out all this food.
Meanwhile, Joseph is upstairs like, do you ejaculate off the sun back? Meh. Gravity just works appropriately, huh? Every time they show this guy, oh, he's just disgusting. And Sandy's like, what is wrong with him? Now I'm going to try and follow my own advice and hold my tongue. Right?
I think what sucks is that there's going to be like no consequences for this guy. Like, you're just going to act like a pig and be obnoxious on TV and everyone's going to see him for who he is. And he's just going to go back to his life in Boston, and like nothing changes for him. He's just a dick, and he will always be a dick. And like, that is hard. That's like a hard pill to swallow. There's just no, like, you can act this way and it can be shown publicly and we can all get mad at him and nothing changes for him in his life.
Yeah, I think in his regular life, people will be like, oh my God, I saw you on TV. God, you were such a character, Joseph.
Because they all know what he's like. They all know he's like this, you know? Yeah, exactly. They all know
it. They kiss his ass because he's rich. So they serve food and Joy comes up and Joseph's like, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give you a 9 because you can never get a 10. No one ever gets a 10.
So he's like, okay, well, please don't disrespect my chef, okay? Her name is Jen and she is a person. And
her name is Jen and she's full of joy. All right, so let's keep it that way. She's like, there's room for improvement. He goes, nah, no one ever gets a 10. Come on. And that wasn't really that terrible to say, but he's just such an asshole that everybody's like, oh no, you know, fuck off.
That was the mildest thing he said the entire day. It was the mildest thing.
That was Joseph trying to be nice, actually, I think. So Joy's like, oh geez, asshole this guy. A couple of years ago, I would slap him for sure. But before, I was like, ugh, gang. But I've learned you cannot lose your temper. I don't have time for it. You want it? You don't want it? Okay, next.
You know what's important, Joseph and everyone here who's assembled? She's a 10 for me. Yeah, she's a real 10. Here's something that no one's ever said about Norma. She's a real 10. Sorry, that was a little stray from my friend on the shore. Yeah.
No one ever gets a 10. So Joy's like, oh, thank you. Have a good night. So she's like, bye. See you never move yet. So then we go to everybody clearing and Sandy gets the hell out of there. She's like, I can't be around that guy. He drives me fucking crazy. So now it's time for watch, guys. Who's going to be on watch tonight? It's Coop. And Nathan says he'll stay up till 2. And Sandy's like, do not engage. Okay. Stay up, but do not engage.
So, but unfortunately, well, no, she does say this to Nathan, but you know, he's not going to be able to not engage. So, it's after dinner, guests are dancing, everyone's saying goodnight, but Joseph is still awake and he's wandering the boat. He's playing really loud music and he's playing it right by the bridge. And it's like distracting for Nathan, cause he has to be listening to the beeps and the whistles of the control panel. So then Nathan's like, dude, come on. Like, see, Nathan, you gotta just be like, hey, I'm so sorry. Do you mind? Could you please bring your music over there? Because we have these panels here we have to listen to. And just like, well, I can't do that. I can't play music around you. What the fuck? It's like, not here, please. Captain Sandy's cabin is right there.
He's like, oh, okay, shit, I didn't know. So he walks up and Joseph's like, can't wait to see you again. He's like, what a fucking prick. So then we get Joseph on the sun deck calling his lawyer. He's like, whoa, dude, she left the boat. Addie's gone, but I know a girl from Croatia. You know that tour guide I hooked up with? Yeah, I think I can get her here. Call her, all right? Let's call another one. Replace her.
Yeah, this is... Ugh. When we talk about the yacht girls, this is the guy who's hiring them. So, and it's just like, there's something so icky calling the lawyer and having the lawyer go and reach out to the random girl to have her flown into the yacht for one night so he could like aspire to bang her. It's just like, it's so pathetic. It's so small.
Well, it's because he looks so small, you know, like he's so embarrassed. It's his reputation. Yeah. So it's like, get me another hot one. I can prove to everyone that I got a hot one whenever I need one. Yeah. Yeah. Remember that tour guide? Ugh. Gross.
To the
Remember
left,
that
to the
tour
left.
Guide I banged? Oh.
Yeah. Ugh. So, Joseph, yeah, basically, he's like, yeah, she messaged me back, okay? So he's offering her money to come to the boat. Like, say 5K, 20, doesn't matter. I make $12,000 an hour. She says it's not an auction. Dude, I love this girl. There's this one guy, he wouldn't let me ride the jet skis. Like, shut your fucking face. This guy's so put out. Jeez.
And Nathan knows what's going on. He's like, please do not come up here. Please do not come up here. By the way, guess who the only motherfucker that's awake is? That fucker. He's like, please do not come to the bridge. I'm going up to the bridge. Later, buddy.
So this guy goes up to the wheelhouse and he sits down next to Nathan. And he's like, how are you doing? He's like, I'm good, man. You're enjoying yourself. It's not really about that. It's more about our relationship. He's like, our relationship. Wait, are you a dad also? He's like, okay, here's the thing. You're a bit of a prick, and I don't like the way that you're acting.
Yeah, I was like, oh, holy shit. Yeah, I don't like what you're doing. Fuck, we'll just get it right out of our system. What's your fucking problem, dude? And it just ends with Nathan telling us, I'm about to get fired. Oh, my gosh. So
we'll see what happens. Gross. What do you think Nathan says? What do you think his response is or should be?
I honestly don't know. I'm going to it should be like, hey, listen, I get you're upset. I'm so sorry if I did anything to upset you, but it's really unsafe. You're not allowed to be in the bridge. Can we talk about this in the morning?
Yeah. I'd be like, no, I got no problem. I'm just doing my job trying to keep everyone safe. And unfortunately, maybe it comes off like I'm being a dick, but I truly have no problem. I just want to make sure we all have a great time and you stay alive. By the way, can you leave?
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. So that's that one, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us for some Below Deck Mediterranean. We will be back with some House of the Dragon a little bit later. McBee Dynasty will be tomorrow, as well as... What else is on today?
In the city.
In the city. All right, everybody. We will see you guys later. Have a good one.
Bye.
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 Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She Answered the Call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Our Way is the Amber Way.
It's The Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the Right Foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We Never Miss Her Call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big Yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll Never Hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's No BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Kay Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Gather round for the lore of Michelle Moore.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.